Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
That makes me Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about a method of food preservation that has saved countless lives over the years.
Oh, are we talking about pasteurization?
That's right, Jean. We are talking about pasteurization. Pasteurization itself, okay, It's a type of food preservation which was developed by the French chemist Louis Pasteur in 1864. It involves heating a food product to reduce the amount of bacteria or mold or yeast that's found in whatever product that you're heating. Pasteurization aims to significantly reduce the spread of listeriosis, typhoid fever, tuberculosis or TB, diphtheria, staphylococcal infections, brucellosis, Q fever, scarlet fever, and other diseases caused by pathogenic microorganisms potentially contaminating untreated foods.
Well, okay, I have a question before I continue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was rough.
So you can get scarlet fever and TB from eating unpasteurized food?
You also can get it. That's one of the reasons why they test food workers, people who are going to be preparing or working with food.
I thought that was so that they wouldn't pass the TB on.
How are they going to pass it on?
Spitting in the food? I don't know.
So through the food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just how, I see. So, in other words, there are things that can be spread through,
For example,
unless the food is heated to a point where it kills that particular.
Right. For example.
Yes.
We're going to talk about dairy products.
Right. I'm going to talk about that next.
When you think of cows.
Yes, they're warm.
Yeah, they're warm, but they might be dirty and their udders might be dirty. And then you're milking those cows. And so if there's like fecal matter on the udder and then it gets.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we're all familiar with the pasteurization of milk.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., the FDA requires that any milk destined for interstate sale be pasteurized. This includes milk from cows, camels, goats, and other animals.
And what other food products are typically pasteurized?
Well, besides milk and dairy products, eggs and egg products, juice, nuts and nut butter, beer and cider, many other food products may also be pasteurized.
Is everything pasteurized in the same way?
Well, there are a few different types of pasteurization.
Okay.
There's something called vat pasteurization, V like Victor, mm-hmm. A-T.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called high temperature short time, H-T-S-T, or higher heat shorter time, HHST, or ultra pasteurization, also called UP.
Okay.
So before we go on any further, let's clarify that pasteurization, it's not the same as sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pasteurized foods will have an extended shelf life, but foods like dairy will still need refrigeration if they are only pasteurized.
Right, so you're reducing the amount of microorganisms, but you're not eliminating all of the microorganisms.
Correct.
Okay. And I've read that some people don't want their food pasteurized. Could we talk a little bit about that?
Sure, but I'm not one of them.
I'm not one of them either.
Okay. Heating a food will reduce the concentration of vitamins in a food product. It may also change the flavor of a food product and may affect the smell of the food product. So it can be expensive to pasteurize without removing the aromatic notes like the hay-scented notes of unpasteurized milk.
There's one argument for drinking unpasteurized milk, and that's that pasteurization reduces the concentration of vitamin C in the milk.
Okay.
However, milk is not very high in vitamin C to begin with. So if you're looking to increase your intake of vitamin C, you would be better off eating a diverse diet of fruits and vegetables that are rich in vitamin C.
Okay.
Right.
How about that nugget?
I like that nugget.
But so what about the people that don't believe in pasteurization? We're not really talking about them?
Well, no, they're basically saying, I don't want it pasteurized because I want it to smell and taste
natural.
And then also that they want all the vitamins that are, like, it won't, pasteurization will not affect the mineral content.
Okay.
But it can denature the vitamins.
Okay.
But the problem is, if you're saying, oh, I want to get all the vitamins out of milk, well, milk really isn't that high in those vitamins that are denatured.
Okay.
So you're probably looking in the wrong place to begin with. If you do want the smell and the taste of the milk, which is understandable, it's not always the fault of pasteurization. It's just that they're using or utilizing a cheaper means by which to pasteurize it.
Okay.
There are techniques that will
preserve the taste
and the smell of the product, even though it's been pasteurized, because they can remove those aromatics beforehand. But it's more expensive. So are you willing to pay for the more expensive product because you want your milk to taste like hay? I personally do not care for the taste of hay in my milk. I've had unpasteurized milk and I've had pasteurized milk. I personally, I'm not really a milk lover, but I like the more neutral taste of pasteurized milk.
Okay.
But I do pay more for, like, high quality butter.
Okay.
Because I want those notes sometimes in the butter that I'm utilizing.
Okay. So they're still pasteurized, but
It's more expensive. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And it has more of the natural unpasteurized taste.
Okay. All right. Got it.
But like things like nut butter, you want it to be treated so that you, because you'll hear about issues. And also it increases the shelf life. Unpasteurized things you definitely have to keep in the refrigerator, and bacteria is continuing to grow. And
even
mold,
in the refrigerator.
And
right.
mold and yeast.
Right. Okay.
At a higher rate because there's more of it.
All right. Well, the process of pasteurization requires energy.
That's another argument against pasteurization.
Okay. However, I think one must weigh the energy demands of pasteurization versus the overall cost of treating all individuals that would require medical care if they were to consume unpasteurized contaminated foods.
Sure.
So to reduce the energy cost and environmental impact, you may want to lower your consumption of animal and animal byproducts. You could shop for locally sourced products or even research and support environmentally friendly agricultural practices.
Those are great ideas. Thanks, Ron. And what bacterial spores or pasteurized, what about bacterial spores in pasteurized foods?
Well, what about them? As Ron said earlier, pasteurization is not sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
Not all bacteria, viruses, or other microbes in a food product will be destroyed.
Okay.
Nor will pasteurization destroy the spores of all bacteria, nor will it destroy any toxins produced by the microorganisms that contaminate a food product before pasteurization.
So I think we're talking like botulinum toxin.
Okay.
So using proper food storage, colder than 40 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter than 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay, so that's still vital.
For storage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it doesn't say for how long, right? So how many hours is it you can have something out on the counter for how long?
Less than 4 hours.
Actually, I thought it was a little less than that.
That's what they say for, ideally not at all. And you want to drop the temperature by half within like a certain time frame, but yeah, the less time it is at room temperature, the better for things that are pasteurized or any food products that need to be refrigerated.
And don't we wonder how we survived picnics back in the day when we didn't understand that and we had salad?
Well, I know, because every time we go to the cemetery and we see all those tombstones for infants and toddlers, I say, oh gosh, I'm really glad that we pasteurize and refrigerate all of our food products.
Okay. Well, now that we have a bit of background information, I think it's time to talk about our initiative,
mm-hmm.
To better serve our listening audience, we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier in the United States. You'll find affiliate links on our website, podcastdx.com. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnoses to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful. But now let's return to the show.
Well, I think we should recap the benefits of pasteurization.
It increases the shelf life of food products.
But it doesn't make them...
No, sterilization. Right.
Yeah. It reduces the amount of potentially life-threatening bacteria and viruses in food products.
It takes that grassy taste out of milk.
So I never had the...
You did?
I did? Okay.
Jim Williams for years and never had it?
Oh, okay. Maybe I did. Yeah.
And we had it in our cereal and it was still warm and I was like, I cannot do this.
So to recap I think it's good that we have our products pasteurized.
Yes. Well, and I don't know when this is posting, but recently there's been a recall for Listeria.
Yep.
There's been in cheese products,
mm-hmm.
and two people have already died from that.
Yeah, hospitalizations, 23. It's in 11 states. This was as of February 6th, 2024. There is a recall on all those cheese products. I guess I could say that. Mm-hmm. I could mention them here. Chicken Street Taco Express meal.
I don't think we have to list all of them. No. It's the product and then all of the things that product was...
Used in,
right. But all I think the thing is, we do have better preservation techniques,
mm-hmm.
and every day, you know, it's getting even better. But to ensure that those techniques are effective, the equipment has to be properly maintained and cleaned.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the storage area has to be properly maintained and cleaned. The shipping has to be done properly as well, because if it's not refrigerated during shipping, then that's problematic. And because it's not eliminating the toxins, you have to be careful. You know, if you see a can or something that is bulging, you don't eat the contents of that can.
Yeah. What was that?
That's botulism.
Yeah. Don't open a
botulinum toxin.
And when a can is dented and it's cheaper at the grocery store?
I think that's fine as long as it's not open.
Okay.
Same thing, eggs. If eggs are cracked,
yeah.
You don't want to use those eggs if they're cracked at the grocery store.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I thought you didn't want to use those eggs because it was already cracked and it was going to make a mess.
Well, that too, but
you don't want to use it because anything could get in there.
Yeah.
And depending on what you're using egg products for, you can use pasteurized egg whites for, you know, like icing. If you're making like a royal icing and you're going to be eating that, you can use pasteurized egg whites, which is a nice advantage there.
Oh, because they're not cooked. They're just pasteurized.
No, you can use them because they've been pasteurized, so then you can eat the icing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But raw eggs, you can't do that, right?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, although, like, you know, if you're going to be making fresh mayonnaise, you want to make sure you're having a
good quality source
for your eggs.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to listen today. If you have any questions or comments related to the show,
keep them to yourself.
You can contact us at PodcastDX.
We do want to hear.
At yahoo.com. Our website is podcastdx.com. We're also found on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And as always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.